Fourth paragraph, Yevamos Mishnah Yigimel. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the concept of what type of Iser Chitun, Iser of marriage, results in a child's mamzer. In the previous Mishnah, we had a machlokes. Rabbi Kiva said, even Chayvei Lavin, there was an Iser Loisa say to have this marriage, the child's mamzer, and the Chacham disagreed with that. So Mishnah is going to continue with various opinions. Eizu mamzer, what type of relationship causes a mamzer? Kol she boso shuvah lo yovah. Did Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, any marital relationship which is also with a loisa say, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. Shimon atim de yoimeh, kol she chayim lo kars v'tei shemayim v'aloch gedvarov. He says that any union that has an isekar is involved in it, the child is a mamzer, the aloha is like him, with one exception, iser nida, that a child comes out of a union that the mother was a nida, is not a mamzer, because that's an iser which does not prevent marriage. Whereas the other isurim of marrying a sister, a mother, all the other ones are karis that Kedushin atoifis. The Kedushin, we can't even marry them if you want, it doesn't take effect. Rabbi Shulam, because Chayv Misas Bezdin, he's even more lenient. He says only the ones that is Chayv Misas Bezdin on, like his mother, his daughter-in-law, but some of the other ones, even though the Chayv Karas, like his sister, there's no Misas Bezdin. If his child will not be mamzer according to this opinion, like we said, Aloch is like in between opinion, Shimon Atimli, that all the Chayv increases. If one has a relation to him, the blood is a mamzer. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Azay, Asolik Megillas Yuchsim Yerushalayim. I found some document of Yichus in Yerushalayim Shekosas Boish. Ploini Mamzer Me'eches Ish. The kind of Rabbi Yeshua, it's stressed that the mamzer was as a result of the fact that the wife had, when she was married to one person, she had relations with another person, which that kind of Eches Ish, that has relations with somebody else, is a Mrs. Bezdin. Yeah. So yeah. The fact that it's stressed that it was Eishes Ish, yeah, is mashma that there was some chiddush in the fact that it was Eishes Ish. Mm-hmm. So if it's every Yisakar is the child is a mamza, so there's no chiddush of Eishes Ish. But if you say that some chiva misses bezin, then there's some svaras that say that ish is a little bit more kal, because the ma'is it's only yisur chenek, and the other ones that have yisur skila, sreifa, which are more serious death penalties. Also, ish doesn't have to be a permanent iser if they get divorced; it becomes mutter. Al kopan, and that's this megillah yuchsin supports Rabbi Yeshua. But like we said before, the Mishnah said aloch is like the opinion that Rav Shimon ben Hatimni that says that all chiva increases. The union of such a relationship creates mamzerim. Ish toisha meisa mutar b'choisa. One karev, that when a karev dies, he becomes mutar, and her karevim is sister. You're not allowed to marry two sisters as long as they're both alive, even if you divorced one. But if one of them died, you're allowed to marry the second. Geil shu meisa mutar b'choisa. Even if he divorced her, but as long as she died afterwards, also mutar b'choisa. This is la'achel meisa, mutar b'choisa. Whether she got married to somebody else and died, as long as she's dead now, he's allowed to marry her sister. Yivim toisha meisa, mutar b'choisa. The same thing if he was miyavim, a woman, then he's mutar b'choisa. Chol etzlo meisa, mutar b'choisa. Surely, if he only did chalitza, he's mutar b'choisa. Slachel meisa, mutar b'choisa. Yeah. The Gemara says la meisa. That the second half is a culture came from the first half, but just stressing the point that the chiddush of marrying two sisters is that even if he's not married simultaneously to both of them, he was once married to one and now is married to the other one, it's still also to be married to the second sister, provided the first sister is still alive. But one of the sisters died, then it becomes mutter to the second one.